Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man arrested for DUI after surviving head-on crash on Highway 59. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. An 18-year-old Gillette man is facing multiple charges after a serious three-vehicle crash Sunday night on Wyoming Highway 59. According to the Wyoming Highway Patrol, troopers were dispatched around 8:20 p.m. March 8th to mile marker 84 for a crash involving two semi-trucks and a passenger car. Investigators say a Chevy Impala carrying four teenagers was traveling north when the driver attempted to pass three vehicles in a no-passing zone. While in the southbound lane, the car collided in an offset head-on crash with a southbound semi-truck. The impact pushed the Impala back into the northbound lane, where it was struck again by a second semi. Despite the severity of the crash, all four occupants survived. Two juveniles were taken to a local hospital with minor injuries and later released. Troopers say alcohol was found in the vehicle and that some of the passengers were minors who had been drinking. The driver, 18-year-old Tristan Smith of Gillette, was arrested for DUI. He was also cited for careless driving, driving under suspension, minor in possession of alcohol, and for not wearing a seatbelt. The Wyoming Highway Patrol says the crash highlights the dangers of alcohol and risky driving decisions at highway speeds and reminds drivers to never drink and drive and always buckle up. Governor lets Wyoming K-12 education funding bill become law without signature. Wyoming's new K-12 education funding plan is now law, but without the governor's signature. Governor Mark Gordon announced on Monday he would allow the legislature's school finance recalibration bill to take effect without signing it, citing concerns about how the new system limits local control. According to WyoFile, the roughly $3.9 billion two-year education funding plan, known as Senate File 81, increases the recommended average teacher salary in Wyoming from about $67,000 to nearly $75,900. But Gordon said he's worried about a key part of the bill known as the instructional silo. That provision requires certain education funds to be used only for classroom instruction and teacher compensation. The governor argues that could restrict school districts from shifting money to other needs such as transportation, administration, or facility repairs. In a letter to Senate President Bo Biteman, Gordon said the policy could hamstring districts, especially small rural schools, and undermine local decision making. According to Cowboy State Daily, supporters of the bill, including Chris Rothfuss of Laramie, say the funding structure was necessary to ensure teachers receive meaningful raises and to reach compromise in the legislature. The recalibration plan adds roughly $275 million to the state's school funding model and marks the first full update to Wyoming's education finance system since 2011. Lawmakers say the Select Committee on School Finance Recalibration will continue reviewing the system during the interim before the 2027 legislative session. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.